Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show. Let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. I don't know why I always sing that. If you haven't followed me on the podcast app that you're listening to me on, make sure to follow me. And if you can, give me a review or give me 5 stars on the app that you're on. Do it. That kind of shit really helps the show. What's really exciting now that I love is that Spotify has polls that I get to create for every episode, and they have questions that I could put out there and people get to comment on the episodes. I love interacting with my listeners about what I'm talking about on the episode. So make sure to comment. I'm trying to figure out a way that I could comment back to everybody. They don't sort of make it like a back and forth kind of a thing, but I'm trying to figure that out. But I get so excited when I get a comment. If you leave a rude comment about me or my guests, of course I'm not going to air it. Okay. I get the option to post it or not. And I also can't post dirty ones that are flagged by Spotify. So if you leave a comment, make sure to keep it clean and keep it nice, okay? If you think I interrupt too much, move it along. Sorry, it's my show. I interrupt way less now than I used to in the past. But anyway, if you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because I change everybody's voices. I change everybody's names. If you have a naughty, interesting story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, I'd love to also have you on my show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a naughty confession that you want to be aired on an episode, I now do naughty confession episodes. I do one a week. You could call my confessions hotline. You could call that number 24/7, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. I think you get 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I change the voices on them. I edit them together. The one thing I need to tell you is please do not be driving when you call. If you're driving, pull over, park, and leave your message. And if you can, make sure to hold the phone up to your ear. That is the best way to ensure that you're going to have good sound on your confession and I'll be able to use it. So many confessions come in and I can barely understand what the person's saying. So you could call that number anytime you want. All of those anonymous confessions, even if they're not aired on an episode or aired on my Patreon. And my Patreon is a really fun community. I have over 2,000 people on there. If you join for only $5 a month, you get all of my episodes early and ad-free. I do questions and answers and polls and stuff over there as well. I post all the anonymous confessions there. And I also post all the anonymous sexy pics of all of my guests, including today's guest, okay, all over there. And you also get access to my private Discord where people are allowed to post whatever they want. I don't get involved in the X-rated stuff, but people want to post stuff like that and they get to over on my Discord. So to get access for my Discord and get all the other stuff that I talked about, you got to join my Patreons, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. It's literally just $5 a month. And I feel like you get a lot for that. Most people charge like $12, $20 for their Patreon. They're barely giving anything. I'm giving out so much and it's $5, you know. And you are also supporting the show, which is great. So all of the links and the emails and the numbers and the websites and all that shit I just talked about are in the description. So you don't have to worry about writing it down. Today I have on Nina. Nina's kind of funny because she's an older woman. She's in her 50s, went on some hormone replacement therapy, got horny. I've heard the story before. And she started to seek out a couple to have sex with. This was a woman who's always been very vanilla. She started really doing a lot of research, figuring out what she wanted. She decided she was into a couple. I don't really know why, because she's not into women. We talk about all of this like in the episode. She wound up meeting a couple like right off the bat. So she became a third for this couple. She wound up screwing them three different times. She talks about every experience. It wasn't good, though, for her. He wasn't good in bed. His dick wasn't big. Turns out she winds up realizing she's a size queen. She wants a guy with a big dick. We also figure out what she should look for moving forward. So this is a really interesting episode because to me, it's not so much a cautionary tale. She didn't do anything wrong. The couple really didn't do anything wrong. But it's more of a story that shows you what you could do to improve your situation, what you learn from situations that aren't so great, and how sometimes you can vet and weed through the bullshit on the apps to get what you're really looking for. She just is starting out on this journey. So to me, she needed some help, and I wound up giving it to her at the end. I think I kind of changed her mind of what she should be looking for. She might be what you're looking for. She's hot at her age. And she sent me an anonymous pics, and I have them over on my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. So you got to listen to the episode to find out what she's looking for. She is a size queen though. So big dicks only need to apply. But anyway, you got to listen to her story. Like I said, it's interesting in that you could learn from it. I feel like that's why I like to air stories that don't have happy endings or aren't so perfect, because that's real life. OK, not everybody hooks up on apps and it's great and it's so fucking hot just because it's dirty sex. That's not always the case. A lot of times it's a mismatch for one reason or another. And that's what we discuss in this episode. So anyway, I'm going to be right back on with Nina.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hi, Nina. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good, Kathy. Thank you.
Yeah, listen, Nina, you're hiding out in your car talking to me on the DL about your DL unicorn life. You are what people call a unicorn. I know that when you left up me a confession on the confessions hotline, you were saying like, I met this couple and I'm hooking up with them. And I guess maybe it's rare for them to find a third because they're so into me. It's like, yes, it is very rare. That's why they call it the unicorn. You are a single woman. And you wound up meeting a couple and you've hooked up with them a bunch of times. We're going to get to that place and you're going to go into details with your stories and your hot threesomes with them. But like, you did a lot of research and everything beforehand, right? It wasn't something that you just jumped into, correct?
Correct. So I was making sure that I knew what this was. It was a couple of videos that I had seen and I had heard something about rules and, you know, everybody being on the same page. And that's just kind of how I wanted to do things.
Yeah, but let's go back even before that, Nina, okay? Because I don't want to get a start, like, start where you started looking for it. Like, let's go a little bit farther back because you don't sound like you're 22 and you're doing this. You know, I think you said you were married already. Have you been married?
I was a long time ago, yes.
Okay, so you're married, divorced, your kids are grown out of the house. I remember you said that, same with the couple. So what was going on with you before this happened? And then what changed that you decided you want to do something like this? Because this is kind of like a later in life decision, right? Like, how does it come up for Nina?
So I just realized that I wasn't really living out my life due to different circumstances the way that I wanted to. Mm-hmm. And I was finally single and researching some things, catching some videos just while I would be cleaning the house. And there were some things that piqued my interest. And first it was from a psychological standpoint, like how does a couple come to the decision in their relationship that they want to open it up or they want to welcome a third, or, and what does that look like for the third person? What does that look like for the married couple? So I was really looking at it, really intrigued by just the psychological standpoint.
Yeah, I get it. That's what my show is all about. I love that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah. And yeah. So I was really like listening to everyone and it was case by case. Mm-hmm. There was no book to follow. It really was couple per couple or unicorn per unicorn, whatever their rules were. And I really found that it would be important, just so it's not a mess, to discuss those with each other before anything went down. And so I was researching that for a long time and just different dynamics that I wasn't into. But I I knew that that would be something that I could possibly do. If you would have asked me that years ago, there would have been no way.
Had you ever done a threesome, been with a woman Never. Or had multiple men or anything like that?
No.
Did you even have any booty calls? You know what I mean?
No.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. But like always in a relationship or married.
Yeah. Relationship or single.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was never, well, that's my friends with benefits right now. I was never a friends with benefits. To me, it was either relationship or not. And I think that's where everything started to unravel for me, is that I was researching my own personal attachment style. Why was I attached that way? Why wasn't I more whimsical about sex, or more whimsical about just dating or sharing my body? It was always these rules. There was never any guilt around any of my... If I dated somebody for a little while and we didn't see each other anymore and it was an intimate relationship, there were never any rules around, no shame about, well, that didn't, you know, I never had a concern about like numbers. So, but what I wanted to do was make my life more fulfilling. And how could I do that? And yes, I am on hormone replacement therapy.
Oh, I love it. Which kind? Which ones? Like injections, pellets, or patches and creams?
I do the pellets. Okay. And I'm on estrogen and testosterone.
Yeah.
No mm-hmm. need for progesterone because apparently,
if you don't have a uterus. Yeah. You don't need the progesterone. Uh-huh.
And that was a turnaround for me. But now how to tame that beast when it started to really, my numbers started to go back to normal. And how do I remain in control, I'll just say. So a lot of self-pleasure and still researching my videos. And there was one person that I was involved with, I'm going to say casually. And I think I had decided not to date that person anymore because it just wasn't going anywhere. And I think we both just came to the conclusion that we adore each other. But he's just not going to settle down. That's just not where he is.
But did he know? But you didn't want to tell him that you were like looking maybe to have an open relationship or something? Is that what you were saying you didn't want to tell him
right.
about? Oh, it sounds like if he didn't want to settle down, he was probably would have been so down for the open relationship.
Yes. I think that he would now. Like if I were to say that to him, I think he'd be shocked because we've known each other for almost 20 years. But I think that
he was thinking you were trying to lock him down. He had no idea that you were looking to bring in a third. He would have been so fucking happy.
Right. At that time, I didn't know that I could do that with him. See,
I got it. Uh-huh.
So I think I'm better off right now where I am in this journey is to engage in it with no attachments.
Now, listen up, everyone. I know why you're here. Because you love listening to hot stories. Well, I know where you could find a ton more hot stories, and that is on the Dipsy Stories app. Dipsy is full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories. No matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy's got something for you. Whether you're into straight stories, queer stories, threesomes, or moresome stories, you're going to find it on Dipsy. They also have sleep stories, wellness sessions, and written stories. And they also have my favorite feature, which is the jump to the action button. So if you want to get right to it because you're super horny, you're just going to press a button and it's going to take you right to where the action starts. So what are you waiting for? Go get Dipsy now. And for listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon, dipsystories.com/strictlyanon, or just go to the description and click on the link. Good news, Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number the website, and the email address will all be in the description. Yeah, yeah. I love that. That's very specific. I mean, you listen, all of this is very intentional on your part. I mean, you didn't go into this. You didn't just jump off the ledge. I mean, you really looked at it from every different angle to figure mm-hmm. out what would be the right way for you.
Yeah. So my hope was that I would find a couple who were like-minded like me, perhaps maybe the same socioeconomic background or classy about intentions and rules and stuff like that. So I got on the app field, and within zero time at all, like I don't even think I closed the app, and there was already messages on there. I had no idea that it was this desired or people trying to find a third.
But what did you put on there? Like a woman looking for a couple? Now, I need to know, are you just going to hook up with the guy? Or are you looking to hook up with the woman?
Yeah, so you know, you can click the boxes on what it is that you're desiring or what it is that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the app helps match. And then in my bio, I don't think I wrote a bio. I really didn't. I really wanted to stay discreet. I didn't write anything about me or what I was looking for. But so the one couple who lived nearby me.
No, but what were you looking for? Were you looking to just hook up with the guy, or were you also looking to hook up with the woman? Are you bi, or are you just strictly into
guys?
No,
not bi.
Okay.
So yeah, just a couple. Just a couple that was looking for a third. And then when that couple appeared, then I would discuss with them what I was, you know, familiar with. So the first couple that replied seemed really cool by their bio, really laid back. I think they've been in the lifestyle for quite some time. I know they've been a couple for 14 or 15 years. And she's not bisexual either. And so I explained that to them. I told them I was brand new and that I had never, but that I had been interested in doing so. And so he said that was okay with them, that she wasn't really either. She probably wouldn't be doing much but watching. And then if the mood strikes her, she may just lightly engage or lightly touch. And that part I was okay with, but I was not okay with oral, with whatever. So we decided on a place to meet, and which I thought was a good idea. That way I could decline or go through with it or not. And they seemed very, very nice. They just were very well spoken and cute and really, they're really seasoned in the lifestyle. So I thought I would just let them take the lead. And then we discussed some of our rules and stuff where we met in this bar and just had like wine or whatever. And that helped because I was super nervous getting there. And even while sitting there, and then I just kind of settled down, and they were really cool to talk to. They were very open about their rules and stuff, and everything was very consensual with them. So we finished up, had a couple glasses of wine, and then went to their house.
No, but what were the rules? Can you just tell me like what those rules were?
They really don't have any. My rules were no anal play and that I really didn't want to engage with a woman at this time. This is where I am. This is my level of comfort right now. And so they were okay with it. Mm-hmm. I think really it's just they really love to see each other pleasured because they also have male partners that come into their relationship with play. And he, of course, he's not bi and he doesn't mess with the men, but loves to see her pleasured. Mm-hmm. So, but he's always engaged. He's never like in the corner watching. She's never just in the corner watching. They want to engage with their third person.
Quick question. And I remember exactly where we're at. You're about to go back to their house. But question for you, because you're not into hooking up with the woman at all. You just want to mm-hmm. hook up with the guy. Why did you want to hook up with a couple together and not just go out and fuck random guys? Like, why a couple? What is it about the couple? You want a woman watching? You was it just like you saw it in porn and you got horny for that scenario? What's the appeal for the couple?
So I think the appeal for me was I didn't want someone over in the corner just watching.
No, but why not a single guy? You know what I mean? If you want to go out and you're so fucking horny because you got them pellets and you want to get fucked, right? You don't want to go down on a girl. It's not about being with women. You want to like fuck a guy. Why a couple and not just random dudes?
There was just something about enhancing a couple's experience. And I love to make out. I'm very sensual. And I thought I would just try it. If it would have been a one and over with, then that would have been fine with me. But it was really just about me experiencing it, mm-hmm. and then maybe enhancing someone else's experience too.
Okay.
So we get back to their house and we have another glass of wine. We're chatting some more. And then he takes the lead, right? He starts walking back toward the bedroom. And then they had already started touching each other while we were in the living room and stuff. So just to kind of get things going. So once we got back to the bedroom, I was really relaxed. It wasn't anything out of the ordinary. It wasn't anything crazy. I think they started making out and then they wanted to kiss and make out with me. And then slowly the clothes started peeling off. She gets him warmed up. So she basically goes down on her knees and she sucks him off first, gets him hard. There's a backstory to that too. And then once we laid down, it just kind of flowed.
What's the backstory to her blowing him?
So I think he has some health issues. So, you know, I think there's maybe some of Viagra that comes into play or something like that, because I feel like I know this now by engaging with them three times, but I feel like I need a little bit more warming up. And I don't mean chit chat or conversation or laughing or anything like that, but more making out, more feeling and touching and groping, and I love all that. Mm-hmm. That ramps things up for me. And so, but they just wanted to get down to it. And so I was like, oh, okay. So this is happening now? Well, am I even wet? Hold on a second. So there were some things there, but they're very open to suggestions or mentioning different positions during their game. They're ready to try whatever. But it felt very mechanical. Like there wasn't any oral before sex. There wasn't any. So she basically lays beside me and we get into missionary. He and I did. And then I think it's someone's style of having sex or someone's. There was a lot I was taking at the moment, right? Okay, I'm not used to this, but we'll get into our rhythm. We'll learn about each other and we'll get into our rhythm. And she was okay. She was rubbing my arm and she was kind of cuddling up to me. And he's used to that because they play all the time together. They never play separately. They only play together. And I think they explained to me that they had a point in time in their relationship where they did play separately and it did not work for them. So they went back to playing together only. So she was rubbing my arm and every once in a while, I know she's rubbing all over my chest and my torso, and he likes to talk to her while he's fucking me. So he would say to her, "This feels really good," and she goes, "Does it, babe?" And then he would say, "Yeah, she's really wet," and he's like, "Yeah, well, but it's because your cock is in her, that's why." So they get off on that. So that was something new for me, and I just let them do their thing because that's what does it for him. And I laid there and did my thing. So I have a lot of hip movements and just trying to get into a groove. And I wasn't sure that first time if I was going to be able to climax or not because I was so nervous. But I figured if I get into it and if it's good, then I know that I will. So, yeah, then I flipped him over and then I was riding him. And then she'll sit up and then she'll rub my back. So she really is like a light touching coach. She just was in there, but they didn't do a whole lot of dirty talk that the first night. I don't think any, she did come. So he'll go back and forth. Like 1 minute he'll be inside me and then he switches over to her, and then he'll switch back over to me. So it's kind of like back and forth.
But is any of this hot to you? Are you like having any kind of fun here? You're like this horny girl on pellets. You are like a stranger to this world. You were so horny that you sought out couples to go fuck them. Okay, so this is like a naughty scenario, and you're not even turned on by it at all?
I was nervous. Disappointed.
Okay. Oh, okay.
On many levels.
Yeah, it doesn't sound hot to me. Yeah, okay. Okay.
So come to find out, I like size, and he just was not the size that I was hoping for, but I was willing to work with it because a couple of other podcasts I listened to, a lot of women like average size because it really hits a lot of their spots. It did not for me. Mm-hmm. It just, maybe it's that quote unquote filled up feeling that I was missing. But like I said, I was going for it because he was eager. I told my girlfriend the other day, it kind of reminds me of someone, if you've seen those sprinters like at the Olympic and someone's like bent over and they're waiting for the gun to go off so they can just take off running. That's mm-hmm. kind of what he's like. There was no relaxed, sensual hip movements, no good stroke. It was all like G.I. Joe on top of me, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. It wasn't really pound town. Every once in a while, he would feel the need to do that.
Did he go down on you?
The second time we were all together, he did.
Okay.
But it was after penetration because he realized that I'm over there now for the second time and I have yet to climax. So he was now determined, right? Mm-hmm. And that wasn't any good.
Oh, God. This is the only couple you've hooked up with and it's never been good? I just want to know where
right.
we're going.
Oh, well, God. This just all started like the beginning of January.
Okay.
So now we're communicating back and forth by cell phones. And so I guess they both get the message whenever we're texting back and forth. So everyone's included. And what I noticed that he wanted to get together again a couple nights later. So basically, he's been in touch like every week, wants to get together twice a week. I didn't know that it was going to be that much. I figured it would be like every once in a while. But then again, I learned that each couple is different. Some people only want to have a third person every once in a while. This couple also, all of our kids are grown and gone, so everybody has free time. But I didn't know that it was going to be every week, twice a week. I had no idea. That was a little bit more than I was willing, especially, I don't know. I'm just going to tell you this right now. If it was good, I would be okay with it. I'd be okay with being exhausted the next day at work. I'd be okay with rushing home from work. And
it would be worth
taking
it.
Yeah. But to me, I just started saying to myself, it's not even worth getting a shower and shaving my legs for. I can't even. So, but they are very nice. And I feel really grateful that this was the first couple that I had an exchange with because they're patient and kind and consensual and nothing crazy. And it was good. I now know what I am looking for or what I want. So the second time I go over there, I think each time that you're with someone, it's going to get better. Everyone gets more comfortable and more open and you learn each other's style and it's going to get better.
Yeah, but let me ask you this, because what makes sex better is not just like keep going back, it's communication. Like maybe you need to tell this couple like what gets you horny. I mean, you can't expect him to read your mind. He's like just a guy that thinks he's going to get on time and on top of you and fuck you. Like maybe you need to say, listen, to make this a really hot experience, this is the way I get turned on. I need more foreplay. Maybe you need to tell them. Like, there needs to be more communication than what's the rules. There needs to be, because this is just a sexual transaction. Like, what you like sexually. You can't, you know, obviously, he thinks this is the way you roll. Like, you have to maybe speak up for yourself.
Yes. I don't know. Yeah, I agree with you on that. Because, and now I know that for next time, for the next couple.
Yes. Be specific. Take care of yourself. This is like one of those things. You're going in for sex, okay? Like, you want the sex to be good. You might have to speak up and say, this is what I enjoy. It's only going to help the situation. It's only helpful for everybody involved. That guy wants you to fucking come. He's probably frustrated that you're not climaxing. Tell him what you want, and maybe he'll be more than happy to provide that so that he could get the pleasure of you coming. Like, I think sometimes it's a matter of people not telling their partners what they want.
Yeah, I think those two, I think they, I believe that. I think they've been in the lifestyle long enough that anything that I would ask for, say, whatever, they would be, you know, okay with, or they just want it to be pleasurable for everyone.
Of course.
So the second time I go over there, we stayed home. We didn't go out. So we had drinks at their house first and chatted, caught up. And then the second time, I would say a little bit more relaxed because I know what to expect from them. They warmed up the same way. They started making out. She sucked him off. I think that time I probably sucked him off after she sucked him off. And it was more open that time. And I figured, okay, here it goes. We've got a good start. Everyone's like licking and sucking and enjoying or whatever. It's just something about the minute. I think I got on top of him first, the second time we were together. And he likes to be ridden, and he likes to be ridden hard. Mm-hmm. And so, cool, if that's the way you like it. So, and then he flips me around. They were missionary again, and they have their own little conversation, their dirty talk going on. And I would say that was better. I was at least trying to get my mind in the moment of climaxing and just really relaxing and trying to enjoy it. I couldn't help but wish the whole time that I wished that he was bigger. Mm-hmm. And they both have great physiques, very fit bodies. So that wasn't anything that was unattractive to me, but he just not that big. But I learned the second time that we were together that he's had some prior health issues with an illness. And I think that's been very hard for him. It was, even though it was a decade ago, I think that illness is making a return. And so he's going through some stuff right now. So I probably won't be seeing them much anymore because I think he's going to go down the path of some more treatments and stuff. So,
but you did see them a third time. Did you come the second time? Yes or no?
No, I've yet to. Not, I didn't come any.
But you went back a third time.
I did.
Okay.
Thinking that it was going to be even better. And I think because of his
even though you haven't said anything to them and you haven't communicated, you keep going.
No,
back.
He has communicated. Did you?
No, but you haven't. Did you tell him I'm not coming because of this and that?
Yeah, don't worry. I will. I just need to get relaxed and get to the point where I can relax and then.
But you weren't really saying the truth. It's not really rolling the way you like it. You're not going to tell him he's small. Okay. But I'm just saying it's more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't want to say that. I do think that it would make a difference for me if he were bigger.
Right. So that's something you can't say.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what to do rather than just kind of like.
Well, and he's bad at oral. You can't get off orally.
Yeah, no, that wasn't good at all. Well, here's what's bad. So second time he went down on me after he realized that I was not orgasming from penetration. So he went down on me and it just, wasn't doing it. I don't know how to explain it. He just is not, there's not a whole lot of pressure, not a whole lot of tongue movements, not a whole lot of, I guess it works for them maybe, I suppose. I don't know.
But you didn't tell him like, could you do it a little harder? Could you move down a little bit? Can you do this?
I did tell him that at one point that he needed to go up a little higher, more toward the clit.
Yeah.
Maybe I just told him you can stick a finger in at the same time. And so he's like, okay. And it just wasn't happening. I just wasn't turned on by anything that he did. But I tried. I really think that I gave it the old college try and it just wasn't working out. So the third time I went over there, it was nice. He made dinner and all of us then made our way to the bedroom. He's very get down to business. I think it's the energy that I'm following with him because I think that he's all about the fucking, all about let's get fucking or, and you feel that like his body, his muscles are all engaged. Nothing's relaxed. And the sensual part, right? Just fall into me, just lay on top of me and put all your body weight on there. But instead, he's like on his elbows, like army crawling. I don't know how to explain.
Yeah.
It just wasn't very sensual. So with me giving him some suggestions and stuff. So the third time I went over there, we started out with more foreplay, which I thought, okay. I said, yeah, this is great. So he said, sit on my face. So I did, straddled his face, like facing the headboard. And then she mounted him behind me with her face, like facing the back of my head. So both facing the same direction. And I don't know, maybe he hadn't shaved his face in a couple of days. I don't really like facial hair.
Worse. No, it hurts, actually. I fucking
hate
that.
It was hurting.
It's like sandpaper on your pussy. It's a little worse.
Yes. And I was like, oh my gosh. So it was hurting like the inside of my thighs. It was hurting my whole pussy. It was whiskers everywhere. And I'm thinking, why do I go spend $100 on a Brazilian wax? And you can't even. So the second and the third time that I was over there, he just really struggled to, he's having a hard time breathing. And it just, and then they, you know, and then they invite me over again, like even after the third time. And I just was really, not only does my heart go out to him, I feel bad for him, but it wasn't the sexual experience that I wanted or I desired. I really tried to remove myself away from like, okay, get porn out of your head. Don't trump it up to be anything more, just see what it is. And I would think that two people who have been in the lifestyle for a while and have lots of experiences with different people would be maybe a little bit more, how do I want to say it? Knowledgeable or sexual or
better.
Better. Yeah, they weren't. And so they have taught me a lot through conversations about the lifestyle and things that they have encountered. They did say that it is very hard to find a female. They don't care if it's a bisexual female or not, because she's not going to engage. But most of their male partners that come in for her,
I don't really care about them. This is a story about you. I would hope that you're not going to go back unless you're going to have you're having conversations with them about their whole life story. Who cares? Move on to the next one. Do you know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do next? Like, what's your plan?
My plan now is to be more open verbally, vocally with what it is that I'm looking for. And whether that be through my bio, whether that be in person, whether that be through chat, I definitely need to say, I'm not sure how to say it yet. That's probably some Google searches or maybe some Reddit I'll have to do. But
well, why don't you just, I don't know why you don't know how to say it. Just say what you mean. Like, just say what you're looking for.
What size are you? That's what I want to know.
No, so you say, I'm looking, you know, I'm a straight female looking for a man, a couple where the man is well endowed.
Okay.
I'm into sensual play. I love foreplay, both in and out of the bedroom. I need that. Blah, blah, blah. Be specific. Weed out the trash. As a unicorn, you're going to get a lot of people hitting you up. So you're going to be more in the power position. You're not the couple looking for that single girl who's got to take what they fucking can get. You're going to get a lot of couples. I don't know how hot you are, but, you know, a lot of couples are looking for a third partner to come in and play with. You know, I don't know if this was the only couple who hit you up, but I would typically think that you would get a lot of couples hitting you up. And the best way to weed through the trash is to be as specific as you can be up front. So you just, the people that you do vet, you know that they're what you're looking for. And then you take it from there.
Yeah, I also wanted to be better at that, to be better at verbally saying what I wanted and no shame in it. This is what I want. This is what I desire. Otherwise, I'm not down for meeting up or whatever. I do like size. I do like a bigger penis. I do like sensual people. This is the kind of making out that I like, this kind of sex that I like. So I think moving forward, I probably would play more like in the next town over or two towns over. I don't know that I would play in the town that I live in. Again, just because of the choices, the options aren't there.
Why? Why your town is full of ugly people or small dicked men? You live in a town with a tiny guy.
How about if I say they're full of old people?
Oh, you live in Florida? No,
yeah. Yeah. And so it's just not.
How old are you, by the way?
I'm 58.
Okay. And what age do you like? What was the age of the couple?
They were 54.
Okay. What is your age range?
I would say, I don't think that I would go any younger than, let's say, 35.
Uh-huh. And what would you not go older than?
I don't think I'd go over 55.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you were older than 55, and I would have to see it and examine and everything. I think men run into complications, and I've already dealt with that. So I just would prefer no complications.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. To make it a better experience. As far as men run into some prostate issues when they get older, and it's unfortunate, right? But it's just not something that I want to deal with. I've already dealt with that. And so, and I think I even ran into it this time with this couple. I could tell that he was struggling at some point in time, and it really delays play because he would pull out and he would sit back, grab some lube there and jack off or rub it out for a minute. And then he was hard again. And then he would.
I know. But in all fairness, you didn't have orgasms either. You know, I mean, he could say the same thing. He could be like, oh, this bitch couldn't come. And you're like mad if a guy can't get it up, but you can't come.
No, I couldn't come when he was hard.
I know. But I'm just saying that there's a lot of people in the lifestyle. It's not like uncommon sometimes for men or women to have performance anxiety because this is a stranger. You're fucking them. Sometimes it's in front of other people. The wife is there. Sometimes like shit happens, but it doesn't mean that it's permanent. You're saying you would never deal with that, but they had to deal with you never coming the whole time. So I mean, people could sometimes have issues. You have to be comfortable in these situations. And I think that comes with not so much, oh, how old somebody is or whatever. I don't know. I know some 6-year-old guys who could get it up in 2 fucking seconds. And because there is Viagra, I just think that just because this guy had a little bit of that issue, you should think that that's going to be across the board is what I'm saying.
Oh, for somebody older?
Yeah. How old are you? You're 58 and you won't even fuck a guy your age? Oh, my God.
No, because I know that there's performance issues there.
You have performance issues.
No, I had problems with his dick size. I'm going to promise you that. I've never had a problem orgasming ever.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that you couldn't even get off on oral sex, how bad is he? To me, oral sex is like pizza. Even if it's not good, it's good. No, I don't know. How
some
bad was his
good
tongue?
Lovers, and some people just aren't good lovers. And
no, but I love that you're having this reawakening and you're really seeking things out and you're doing things completely different and you've completely changed your life. That takes balls. I just think maybe you need to speak up for yourself more because maybe a little, can you do this and move down and go a little harder? Could you give me more pressure? A little telling someone exactly what you fucking want goes a long way. I was always a bossy bitch in bed. I always had great sex with whoever I was with because I told them exactly what I wanted because I have no problem speaking up with myself. But it always amazes me how many women, especially women, unfortunately, don't have that strong of a voice for some reason. And so I think now that you're finding your sexuality, find your voice too. Be a little bit more ballsy with what you want and specific about it and ask for it in the moment, beforehand, at all times. Communicate a lot. And you if you have no problem getting off, but the dick has to be big because that's who you fuck with, there's nothing wrong with that. Plenty of people are like that, and there's plenty of guys out there with a big dick that's going to be happy to bang you out. So put that in your profile.
Yeah, I should. And I wasn't sure that I would seek out another couple again or stay on field or not. I wasn't sure if I was just going to do some heterosexual hookups. Like I just don't ever do hookups. Maybe I would just do heterosexual hookups.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering, why couples? Like, is that what you're specifically into? Because it's like a certain kink and there's nothing wrong with that. That's what I would assume you have. Because if not, why not just go out and look for guys with big dicks to fuck?
I think for me, it was, like I said, in leveling up or enhancing someone else's experience plus getting a new experience myself.
Yeah. I mean, it should be about you. I mean, you don't know these couples. You're not Mother Teresa.
Right.
I mean, it's like, what about that? It's more about like where you're coming from and what you're looking for. To me, it was interesting that a woman who's totally straight and not into doing anything with a woman wants to go out and fuck a couple. I would think it would be because there's something about watching a couple fuck in front of you, because there's going to be that. Was that hot for you to see him fuck his wife in front of you? Is that a part of it?
Yeah, it was, because he had just pulled out of me and then stuck it in her. And I thought, okay. And she didn't mind, didn't flinch. And yeah, she's a squirter. So that was interesting. That was really cool to see. And then he would fuck her for a few minutes, and then he would pull out and come back over to me. So it was, when I saw him fucking her, it was cool because I thought, here we all are, we're comfortable, and I'm watching him fuck his wife, and she's totally cool with it because he just got done fucking me, and it was new to me. I'd never seen anything like that before, but it was okay to me in the moment. There was like nothing wrong. It was all consensual. Everybody was holding hands or everyone was touching each other. There was no one left out. And she wouldn't care. I mean, we don't have to be touching her all the time. She just likes to see it and likes to see him pleasured. That's her erotic thing. She likes to see him pleasured. And I could see that. I could see where that would be a turn on. But it just, I don't know. I just thought it was going to be hotter or more satisfying or, I don't know. And you're right. They can't read my mind. I guess I do need to say. But I just think that moving forward, I probably would choose another couple to express those things with and be more open with and make sure that I communicate myself better.
No, listen, I brought that up as because, like I said, out of situations that don't go right, it's always like a learning experience. What did you learn so it wasn't not worth your time? I think it's important that you have that experience because a big thing is, oh, okay, you know what? I am a size queen. And unless I'm filled up, because maybe your husband was really big or you always were lucky enough to get partners that had huge dicks. And
yes,
you're used to that. And that's how you roll. There's nothing wrong with that. Plenty of women are like that. You're like, mm-hmm. Okay, now I know that. You learn that. And I think the other thing you should take from this is that I think you should be more specific about what you're looking for. You want a lover and you want partners that are into your kind of play. Like, I just aired a guy who is into the lifestyle and he likes to hook up with couples, but it's very important for him to have it be very sensual and passionate. He doesn't want to just go in and fuck. And this is a guy, okay? And that's just how he rolls. And he's very specific.
I thought that was just me. That's cool. It's cool to hear a guy. Yeah,
that's a guy. A lot of women are like you too. And plenty of people are like that. They want it to be passionate. They're going to be there in the moment. Some people are just, they want it to be efficient, quick, one and done, boom, see you later. But a lot of people are that way. So you just want to say that specifically because, you know, that then you're going to be more apt to find that exact couple that you want. And then you won't have to be like, go move to the right, move to the left. But a little of that goes a long way. I don't know why more people don't just fucking speak up in the moment. Can you put two fingers in if you want to or more or one or like, like you said, put a finger in too or move up a little bit. Yeah, you have to do that as well because these are new partners.
He would ask me prior to them doing something like, say, he was inside me one time and we were fucking and she was laying beside me, but she reached over with her hand and she was on my pussy and then she had her hands on his dick. She wanted her hand in there, which I thought that was really cool. I thought that was really hot. And then he said, stick a finger in her while his dick was in there.
And
so he likes to feel her finger inside of me while his dick is inside of me.
Okay. Did she do that? And were you cool with that? And was that hot for you?
She did. It was okay. It was a little distracting at first because, you know, you're not used to it. I'm like, which one do I focus on? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. The dick or the finger?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. I was like, okay, well, how does this feel? The closer she got to my clit, the better it was. She never really reached up high enough to get to the G-spot. But I think that, the whole thing just wasn't a good experience.
Okay, but you didn't tell me before that she fingered you.
Yeah. She never did that by herself. It was only upon request from him. Mm-hmm. To stick her finger in there while he was in there still. And then he would continue to talk to her still. Do you feel that? Do you feel how wet she is? And she would reply to him, yeah, it's because your cock's inside of her. Fuck her. You should go deeper. I think you should go deeper.
Mm-hmm. And none of this turned you on enough to come. Let me ask you this. Really, you turned on at all? You were wet if he's saying, oh, you feel how wet she is?
I liked to talk because it was new and mm-hmm. it was hot. Mm-hmm. If it would have actually turned, if it would actually turn me on that much where I would have, like, when she said go deeper, I'm like, that's probably it. Bury that fucking thing. I'm not kidding you. Just go ham right now. It didn't do it. So I don't know. I thought, okay, this is not going to work. This is not going to work. And I was moving my hips around trying to help him get that spot or stimulate one of my spots, but I was like, there's nothing happening. So then, like I said, I'll go over there a third time, try to relax some more, talk, and then really start making out the way that I want all of us to make out in the very beginning. And as soon as penetration starts, as soon as sex starts, he's in full on sprinter mode. I don't know how to explain it. He just can't relax his body and like really get into it. So I would say if I were to go over there a fourth time, I would definitely communicate that to them.
No. Don't bother, please. Don't go there a fourth time. His dick is not big enough. You already stated that it's never going to satisfy you. Just forget about them. You were disappointed that he had a couple of issues. Why would you go back? Call it a day.
I don't want to. And my girlfriend's like, that's where you now let go. You're not hurting anybody's feelings. These people are part of the lifestyle. You could never talk to them again or never see them again, and they'd be okay. They're just going to get on the app and find someone else or find another connection. I didn't have any plans on really quote unquote hooking up with someone twice a week, every week. I have two jobs and an online business. And so
Right.
It was a lot, right?
Yeah.
And so that just didn't work out.
Let me ask you this. Okay. Have you upped your app profile? Have people been hitting you up? Do you have other options of other couples?
No, I have not, to answer your question.
Okay.
I have not changed my profile. I put myself into a hidden mode on the app. I may try another app.
Mm-hmm. Why do you put yourself in a hidden mode?
I think because they were still on that app. I don't know. Maybe I felt weird or bad about it or whatever.
You felt like you need to be faithful to them?
No, I'm not faithful to them. But the people that were popping up and being matched with me or people that were available, like I said, this is retirement down here. It's time. It's gotten a little bit younger, but not a whole lot. But I would like to find an app where I could maybe seek some play out of my zip code or out of my county. So that would be nice to see other options there too. And then I think that moving forward, I know now to be more communicative. I know now how to say how I like my foreplay, my fuck play, my desires, my dick size, I have no problems with now saying what I want, because this journey was all about me and exploring this new thing in my life. And I had really been in abstinent for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And then before that, it was just the one partner that I was with. And so now it's free. I'm not attached to anybody. I don't want any attachments to any of these people. I just want these experiences. And from what I understand, the community is very, very welcoming and very nice. I just have to find someone that I'm in sync with.
Yeah, you've only tried once. Oh, my God.
I know.
And you tried the first people that came your way. Listen, there's also an untapped market that you might want to get into since you like younger people. Try to be like the MILF or the GILF looking to fuck young guys. That might be an angle, too.
That's funny that you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have started watching some of those videos. I had to figure out how much younger that I would go, but it would be really nice to.
Yeah, a lot of young guys are into that. That's like a niche thing that you could market yourself as, not just someone looking for couples. Look for some young, hot guys with big dicks to fuck you. There's a lot of those guys out there that are into that. It's like age.
Are those specific websites? Are those apps? Or
no,
are they
on the apps. Make sure you're looking for either couples or with the man as well hung, or young hot studs with big cocks. Just tell them what you fucking want. It's a sex app.
To be able to fuck over and over and over would be great.
You're gonna find that with the real young guys, and there a lot of those guys are looking for an older woman. It's like a kink or a fetish or whatever. So you should tap into that for sure. Maybe try that, since you're not into the girl and you don't really care. It was kind of hot that she was there, but it doesn't sound like she added that much to the table for you, because you couldn't even, right? So why couples? I don't know. Try another couple, but I think also open yourself up to really young guys that want a fucking older woman. No strings attached. No bullshit. No dinners. Just let's fuck.
I think I will. Yeah. Yeah, really, basically, that's about it. And then I think someday if young, I'm done
a 25-year-old guy would love that. That's why they like older women, because they're just like, oh, they know that they're not going to have to deal with all the stuff they deal with. A younger woman who is going to want to get taken out to dinner and go to the movies and want text and all that stuff, as they should. But you're not looking for that. You just want to fuck. You've got a busy life. You know,
yeah,
that, there's
I don't
a young
get
guy
married,
out there
I
for you.
I don't want any kids. Yeah,
For a short time, that's great for a 25-year-old. But he's not going to put a ring on it. That's not what you want. Right. But it's a very transactional, great kind of matchup. The older woman that's super horny with the younger guy that could fuck like a rabbit.
Yes.
Not like a rabbit. Not like that other guy. He's just not going to get on top of you to stiff and fuck you. But like, you know,
oh,
a guy
God,
that'll
that'd be great.
Take his time. And listen, I think that what you get sometimes with the younger guys, sometimes, you know, because you're the older woman and he's the young guy and he's going to be so happy to be fucking you with no strings attached. Like, I just think you might get a guy that's really going to cater to you sexually because he's really going to want to show you how fucking good he is. So he might perform yes. better because he's less jaded. He hasn't been there, done that. So I say tap into that on your profile. Try that
oh
for a little
bit. Oh, my God. That would be great. It would.
Exists.
As long as I think that would be great. I think that's it. I just, the no strings attached and to satisfy me, really.
Yeah, you have to say well hung. One of my first boyfriends, I called him Big Dick Nick. He had a really huge cock, like a Tommy Lee one. It was like really big like that. And it was amazing. And when you get used to that, it's very hard to be satisfied by something that's smaller. Now, I didn't have a lot of those dicks after, so eventually I got used to smaller dicks and I'm okay, but I still like a little bigger one, but it doesn't have to be as big. But I remember after being with that guy for many years and just fucking him, like it was hard to be satisfied by someone that was way smaller or average because he was so big and filled me up so much. So if that's the way you are, that's the way you are. There's plenty of guys with bigger dicks out there that would be happy to fuck you.
Yes, I need to look for that. I'll spend some time on it this weekend and see if I can't.
And what's like your body type? And what are you on a scale of 1 to 10? Are you going to send me some anonymous pics for my Patreon?
I'm going to. And where do you want this picture sent?
You can email them to me, please. And make sure they're anonymous.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm 5'5". Uh-huh. I'm about 122 pounds. Uh-huh. I am fit. I've worked out for years and long blonde hair, blue eyes.
So you're a hot MILF gilf. I don't even know what gilfs are at this point. You're probably like, you could have.
I think
grandkids.
A gilf is a grandma. I'm not a grandma yet.
But you could be. I'm like.
Yeah, she's 20. My daughter's 26. She hasn't no kids yet.
Yeah, I don't know how you market yourself, but if you're a hot older woman, there's a bunch of guys out there that are looking for you. So get those pics. Send me the pics, okay? Because I have a whole audience that's going to want to check you out. Probably some young guys that are listening to this. I just offered you up. But send me some pics. And then when I do air your episode, I will give you access to my private Discord where you could meet some people. All my listeners go over there. I have over 2,000 people on there. So it's kind of like a dating app. People are hooking up. So you never know.
That would be amazing because I would be willing to travel for sure for the right situation.
Okay. Make sure you put that on your app profile. Could you please update your app profile? Looking for well-endowed younger guy who could satisfy me all night. Looking for sensual play, love foreplay. You know, be very specific and post your hot pics and you're going to find a guy and say willing to travel for the right situation.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, that's important.
Okay. So are you going to send me the link to Patreon?
When your episode airs, I'm going to give you access to my Discord and you'll go in there and say, hey, I'm Nina from the episode that just posted, and you could start talking to everybody. I mean, you could, you know, I give you that for free.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Nina. I wish you luck. By the end of this year, you got to get back to me and tell me how many young hot studs you fucked.
I will. I'll circle back around with some more experiences.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, Nina.
All right. Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye.